Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
In just over a week, the annual Business to Arts Awards takes place, in which those companies, large and small, who make the biggest efforts to support music, theatre and dance, get public recognition for their donations and collaborations. Some businesses donate to help struggling artists. Others do so as an act of as staff retention. And some of us do it for the tax incentives. Either way, the arts certainly need the money. And Louise O'Reilly is the chief executive of Business to Arts, which organises the awards. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
What are the arts?
What are the arts? Well, the arts are anything from music, literature, dance, theatre, circus, I mean, opera, you name it. It is a very broad range, very diverse range of wonderful cultural activities and art forms and practices.
Would it include a magician? Video gamers?
Interesting. The people behind video games in terms of the creativity, the artists who would illustrate and or design some of that may be concerned. In the Arts Council definition in terms of public funding, there are a limited set. Does include architecture, mind you.
Okay.
But not quite magic yet. There could be a campaign for that. Who knows?
What do companies have to do to get a nomination for the awards of Business to Arts?
Great. Well, they have to have an authentic partnership with an arts organisation or an artist, have developed a compelling project or programme over the years that has contributed to society, I suppose, made a social impact, engage their own employees. There's many different types of categories we have, but overall we're looking for the quality of the partnership, the mutual relationship and kind of give and take between the two partners of the business and arts, and that's what we recognise.
And not just the money.
Not just the money.
So the money is appreciated.
Oh, the monetary value is incredibly important, of course, especially to arts organisations who quite often live in a precarious financial situation.
Hand to mouth, dare I say.
Well, in some cases, yes. And as you know, we don't need to talk about cost of living and all of the inflation. That impacts on artists more than anyone in society.
And the cost of venues has gone up and electricity costs have gone up and rents have gone up and all that stuff.
All of the same.
And what's in it for the companies?
So there are a couple of key things in no particular order. I'm not ranking. So there's a brand affinity and a reputation enhancement in terms of aligning with cultural enrichment and kind of underscoring, I suppose, making your company values sing and in a different way. You can differentiate your brand from competitors by doing these really unique, compelling projects. Then there's absolutely employee engagement and retention. There's the struggle to attract and retain talent and to prove, I suppose, your good corporate citizenship now to younger talent who are very demanding in this way. You're often improving the workplace environment, the well-being and the morale, the sense of pride in your workplace. Yes, indeed, there are some tax benefits.
What are the tax benefits?
So a couple of things. I mean, there's deductible income based on your donations. Then sponsorship can be an allowable business expense where there's advertising involved in it. You can then, for example, with Section 1003, you can...
I'm not familiar with that bit of the Act.
Well, yes, indeed, the lovely Taxes Consolidation Act. So this is where if you, as a company, wished to purchase and then donate an artwork or a heritage item to one of our national cultural institutions, you'd actually get 80% of your tax credit.
Right.
Yeah. And then
the kudos.
And the kudos, yes. Well, it's a gift to the state. It's a gift to the people of Ireland, you know what I mean? So that is quite a high level, obviously, thing to do. But more, I suppose, locally to your own business, if you were to purchase or acquire art or commission art from an artist and then display it in a public space, that can be written off over 8 years with the wear and tear allowance.
Ooh, a bit of a depreciation.
Absolutely.
CFOs will love that.
Exactly what I was going to say. They do love that. So that is a really great way to support the visual arts ecosystem in Ireland.
And are donations going up or down in real terms if you strip out inflation?
Yeah, so we see them actually as maintaining at the same level. This year in our awards, we're recognising about 8 million euros worth of investment in the arts. That's both in kind and in cash. Mm-hmm. But actually, it's similar to previous years when you combine them. Mm-hmm. So there's great leadership with a lot of very strong companies who've been doing this for a long time, and they're not pulling back to any major extent. They're keeping consistent. And then there's lots of newcomers, new businesses who are really interested in differentiating themselves through arts sponsorship and through arts partnerships. And so that's keeping it at a good level.
Well, best of luck with it, and hopefully you'll have a lovely evening. Is it in the National Concert Hall?
It's in the National Concert Hall. It's a very celebratory, fantastic networking evening. Really, really great. Thank you so much, Joe.
Thanks so much for coming in. That's Louise O'Reilly, the Chief Executive of Business to Arts. That's it for now and for this week. I'd like to thank my colleagues for helping to get the show on the air. Helena, Kathleen, Hugo and Steve. And a special shout out to Patter, who moves on to Pastures New today. Don't forget, you can hear all our items on the Newstalk app powered by Go Loud.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.